This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Again, now back to verse 7. The carnal mind is enmity against God. If you remember what this word enmity means, ekthros, the word means hostility. The carnal mind is hostile against God. For it is not subject to, remember, see what it says, the law of God, remember? I myself, with the mind, will serve the law of God, and with the flesh, and with my flesh, the law of sin. Remember the distinction we just made? Starts with the word so then. So then with the mind, I'll serve the law of God. The good thing, with my mind, I'm going to fill it up with this. The flesh, I know in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. The carnal mind is death. The carnal mind is hostile towards God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Impossible. We see that there are two things in this world that classify as enmity against God as a believer. There are two things that classify as enmity against God. Number one, the carnal mind. Stinking thinking. Worldly thinking. And meditating on your television. That's the carnal mind. The carnal mind meditates on the television. Or as my friend Pastor Larry Lamb would say, smell-o-vision. Everyone else, those with the mind of the Spirit, meditate on the Word of God. Number two. Again, I said, there's two things that classify as a believer as hostility or enmity against God. The carnal mind is the first one. The second one, anyone care to guess? We've looked at it enough times. What's the second thing the Bible says is enmity against God? Right, Maria. Friendship with the world. James 4:4. 1 John 2:15. You adulterers and adulteresses. Yikes. Know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Not a place you want to find yourself at this morning. Also in verse 7 it says that the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So if you're walking in the flesh, operating with a carnal mind and a friend of the world, friend, I don't know what to tell you other than Paul's warnings. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is hostile against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. So then, here's another so then, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Not the place you want to be this Sunday morning. Amen? You don't want to be in a place where you cannot please God. I mean, why go on? Why walk out these doors? Hostility against God and you can't please God? You're either here as a fake or you want to do this right. The fakes have left. Or those that don't want to hear the truth. If you focus on the things of this world and meditate on your television, you're going to walk out these doors as a hostile enmity against God. That's not where I want you to be this morning. I want you to be a friend of God when you walk out the door. This is what I'm here for. Until you're tired of hearing it, then you'll get rid of me. I want you to be a friend of God and on fire for Him. And someone that's on God's Rolodex. When God's got a job to do in Merritt Island and He spins His Rolodex, is your name on it? I pray it is too. Is your name on God's Rolodex? I'm here to make sure that it is. We're going to do things right. Repent. If you find yourself with a carnal mind, I've struggled for years with things like this. The righteous man picks himself up seven times, brushes himself off, and tries again and makes it right. Sooner or later, you got to be tired of sinning and losing. Thank God, it says God is long-suffering. Macrothumia. Macro means a long way. Thum, thumos, thermal. What does thermal mean? Heat. Esposito vernacular. It means it takes them a long time to get sore. Thank God for that. Let's make it right here this morning. Let's make it right. You make it right by feeding your soul the Word of God, praise music, and all things righteous. And holy, Philippians 4:8, whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is just, whatever is noble, whatever is of good report, meditate on these things. That's what he says. And the God of peace will be with you. That's how you win this today, when you walk out these doors. Let me read that verse. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And the things that you learned, received, heard, and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. That's Philippians 4:8-9. There's some great advice from the apostle. How to win this battle? Because your sin takes up residence on the inside of you and it doesn't go away. And there's nothing wrong with you that you still sin or have a sin nature or desire to sin. It's normal. You're in good company. But God says you got to master it. And you master it by meditating on good things, holy things, things that are righteous. And again, if you weren't a friend of God when you came in, you've got the opportunity to be a friend of God when you walk out. And that's what I suggest. Do a Mexican hat dance, you know, one of these, on whatever it is that keeps you from being a friend of God. Take your aggressions out on it. What is it? Lust? Pornography? Alcohol? What is it? Whatever it is that keeps you from being a friend of God, get out your gavel, and beat the tar out of it. I mean, sometimes that's what you got to do. That's how I quit smoking. Cigarettes owned me for most of my life. And then there came a time where I just had enough. And I put them on the ground like a sombrero, and I smashed the living tar out of them. There was no tar or nicotine left in my cigarettes when I was done with them. And that's what I suggest you do. Beat the tar out of them. Beat the tar out of them. You hear that? Beat the tar out of your cigarettes. And you'll have the victory. Other people are like my grandmother. Smokes 90 years. And say, oh, I think I'll quit smoking. And quits and walks away 90 years old. Some people are a little more stubborn. Stubborn than that? Whatever it is, God wants you to have the victory today. Whatever it takes for you to get rid of whatever it is that's given you a carnal mind, get rid of it. Kick it out. Verse 9. I want to invite everyone again to come back tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to have a great service tonight. I've called it Schofield's Great Lie. We're going to look at the great lie that's in the Schofield Bible tonight, relating to Bible prophecy. 6 o'clock. Verse 9, Paul's assuming that you already passed this test. He says, but you are not in the flesh. Remember, verse 8 said, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. He's assuming you've got this victory. Verse 9, but you're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. Here comes the conditional if. If so be the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, any man that does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. Notice this, please. All believers in Jesus Christ have the Holy Spirit. All. Don't listen to any mumbo jumbo you might hear on the radio or see on the television. All Christians possess the Holy Spirit. Also, 1 Corinthians 12:13. By one Spirit, we have all been baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. By one Spirit, we have all been baptized. Every Christian has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every Christian has been baptized into the family of God. And every Christian possesses the Holy Spirit. There are no super Christians. There is no one better than you. There is no one that's got more of God than you do. The question is, how much of you does God have? Only you can answer that. But you see Christians like Moses around here, running around here doing these. It's because God's got more of them. Because they've given up some of these things and they live for his glory. But everyone possesses the Holy Spirit. I want you to see that. Verse 10, Paul builds on that. And if Christ is in you, then your body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life. Because of righteousness. I changed that once in my Bible. I changed it to alive. But then I looked and I realized the word life was a noun. And I had to go back and change it again. I changed it to alive. Because I thought that was better. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And I looked and I was wrong. And I had to change it back. The word life is a noun, not a verb. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life. Life. It's a noun. Life. Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Word means obligated. We're obligated. Not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you will die.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.